Introduction. Welcome to Lesson 3.3, Reporting and Dashboards. This lesson is part of Module 3, Advanced Application Real-World Use Cases in the Data Analytics for Aspiring Data Scientists course. In this lesson, we'll explore how to create impactful reports and dashboards that communicate data findings effectively. By the end of this lesson, you will be able to identify key metrics to include, design dashboards tailored for stakeholders, and communicate data insights in a clear and engaging manner. Main content: creating reports and dashboards for stakeholders. Reports and dashboards serve as vital tools for communicating data insights, but their effectiveness depends on how well they cater to the needs of stakeholders. Consider who will be using these reports. Executives may require high-level summaries, while operational teams might need detailed analytics. To create effective reports, begin by defining the purpose of the report. What questions should it answer? What decisions will be informed by the data? This clarity will guide the selection of relevant data points. When designing dashboards, focus on the layout and ensure that it is intuitive. Use visuals like charts and graphs to represent data, making it easier for stakeholders to grasp trends at a glance. Remember, less is often more. A cluttered dashboard can overwhelm users, so prioritize simplicity and clarity. Use white space effectively and limit the number of metrics displayed simultaneously. Aim to create a narrative with your data. Highlight key insights using visual storytelling techniques. For example, if you are reporting on sales data, consider using a line graph to show sales trends over time alongside a pie chart to illustrate market share distribution. This combination allows stakeholders to see not only how sales have changed but also how your company compares to competitors. Key metrics and KPIs to include: identifying the right metrics and key performance indicators, KPIs, is crucial for effective reporting. KPIs should align with your organization's goals and objectives. For instance, if your company focuses on customer satisfaction, metrics such as Net Promoter Score, NPS, or Customer Satisfaction Score, CSAT, would be essential. Another example is conversion rates, which indicate how well your marketing efforts are translating into sales. For a B2C company like No Name, tracking customer acquisition cost, CAC, and lifetime value, LTV, can provide insights into the efficiency of your marketing strategies. Additionally, monitoring customer retention rates can yield valuable data on how well you are maintaining your customer base. When selecting KPIs, ensure they are smart, specific, measurable, achievable, relevant, and time-bound. This will help you gauge performance accurately and make informed decisions. For example, instead of simply stating that you want to increase sales, a smart goal would be to increase sales by 20% over the next quarter. Effective communication of data insights. Communicating data insights effectively goes beyond presenting numbers. It involves telling a story. Start by understanding your audience's perspective. What are their priorities? What questions do they have? Tailor your message to resonate with them. When presenting data, use visuals to complement your narrative. A well-designed chart can highlight trends that might be missed in a table of numbers. Use annotations to draw attention to significant changes or anomalies. Incorporate storytelling techniques, such as problem, solution, and outcome, to make your insights more relatable. For instance, if you uncover a drop in sales following a marketing campaign, present it as a story, outline the campaign's goal, show the initial positive response, and then discuss the subsequent decline, leading to a solution that might involve adjusting the marketing strategy based on your findings. Additionally, encourage feedback. Ask stakeholders what they find useful and what could be improved. This collaboration not only enhances the quality of your reports and dashboards, but also fosters a culture of data-driven decision-making. Conclusion: in this lesson, we've explored how to create impactful reports and dashboards that communicate data findings effectively. By understanding your stakeholders' needs, selecting the right metrics, and communicating insights clearly, you can enhance the value of your data analytics efforts. These skills will be invaluable as you move forward in your data science journey. Reflection questions: how can you tailor a dashboard to meet the specific needs of different stakeholders in your organization? Which KPIs would you prioritize for your company's goals, and why? Reflect on a time you presented data insights. What communication techniques did you use, and how effective were they?